Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. I've been wanting to go to Mexico. I want to go down south to Mexico. And I want to go really even further south to Guatemala, to Honduras, to Belize, to Panama, to Colombia and Venezuela, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil. I want to go to all those places. But now that I list them, it sounds pretty overwhelming. It kind of makes me want to go to sleep for a while. Anyway, I can't go to any of those places because I still haven't been able to get my passport. I still can't find my birth certificate. You see, I need my birth certificate, the paper that you get when you're born, in order to get a passport. It's weird to me that I need to prove where I was born in order to go to Mexico. It just doesn't make sense. So, to find my birth certificate, I've been looking for family members I haven't talked to in a long time. And I found one. I found one of my cousin's phone numbers, and I called him today. My cousin lives in Arizona, and I hadn't talked to him since we were kids. It wasn't easy finding his number, and well, I hoped he'd be happy I called, but, well, he wasn't. My cousin seemed like he didn't want to talk to me. He was not nice in general, but the worst part was what he said about my father. He said my father was a thief and was addicted to drugs. I don't believe him at all. I have letters my dad wrote, and those letters tell a different story. I just wish my dad and my mom could be here still. I wish I could have known them more. After that phone call, I felt so bad, so annoyed. I just had to get out of my house. I took Shelby, my dog, and went out on a walk. I wasn't even thinking about where I was going. At one point, I started running, and after a while, I heard trains. I'd always loved the sound of trains. And my father, well, my father used to ride trains. He used to get on trains, my dad, and go places, wherever they took him. Just jump on the train and go. Maybe my dad was leading me closer to the trains. I kind of think he was. So, I walked down to the train tracks with Shelby, my dog. I felt scared. I was looking around behind me, looking all around. There was a train stopped there on the tracks. It said CSX on the side. It was still, but kind of shaking, so I could tell it was about to start for somewhere. It was about to go. It was about to leave. And I knew there was just a minute before it left, and I felt like I had to take the opportunity. So I got on the train with Shelby. And soon, it started going. It left the station, and I watched as the world flew by me. That's all for this time, folks. Thanks so much for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Please leave a review for us on your podcast app, and please tell your friends about the podcast. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll see you next time right here on Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.